John Charlton says on Facebook, nakedscientist.com/Facebook, Dave, what keeps jets in the air? Is this pressure differentials or force from the air or some kind of combination?
Okay, I'm guessing as in jets and a general aeroplane. Essentially, when an aeroplane moves through the air, if you've ever tried to walk from the back of the plane to the front of the plane, you'll have noticed it's always uphill. There's an awful lot more uphill than you're expecting. That's because the nose of the plane is pointed upwards, so the wings are pointing slightly downwards. It means that when air hits them, both underneath, it just gets deflected, bounces off and gets deflected downwards a bit. And also, due to an effect called the Commander effect, the air on the top of the wing tends to stick to it and it also gets deflected downwards. So the wing is pushing air downwards, so Newton's laws mean that every action has an opposite reaction, so the air is pushing the wing upwards and the plane stays up.
I'm glad you explained it like that, because Ben and I went to see some people at Rolls-Royce who make aeroplane engines last week, and they said one of their interview questions is to ask their would-be material scientists who want to work on their engines, how does an aeroplane fly? And they asked me, and I gave the answer you gave, and I said, I hope that's right. I'm talking to Rolls-Royce here, and they said, actually, yep, that's the kind of answer we look for, and the majority of people don't actually give it. So if you're going for an interview at Rolls-Royce, that's what you've got to say, what Dave just said.